would lurk, and they could prey upon merchant ships. And so to go a Viking or to go out Viking was essentially a way of saying I was going out on a pirate raid. The term then gets extended to cover any Scandinavians between roughly 790 and 1100 who either go on raids or are trading or conquering overseas kingdoms or even engaged in settlements such as Iceland, which is, we speak of the Viking Age settlement. So it's fair to say that Scandinavia from 790 to 1100 experienced what we call the Viking Age, and you can talk of Scandinavian civilization in the Viking Age. On the other hand, the term Viking really should be used to designate Scandinavians overseas, especially as raiders, attackers of Christian kingdoms, and then later as merchants as well as colonizers and eventually as kings, such as King Canute of Denmark, who conquers England in 1014, 1016. So we need to keep that designation in mind. The other important thing we have to keep in mind is that Scandinavians were known by a number of names overseas. Viking was just one of several. Frankish chronicles, that is the monks who would be writing today in what is Western Europe, France, the lowlands, West Germany, often just vaguely referred to them as Northmen or Normanni, from which we get the word Normans. And that is well known in the prayers that are repeated.